Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We talked a lot about a lot of different things. One thing that popped up that was kind of interesting to me, Bucky, and I want your perspective. You know, Lamar Jackson, we just talked about this notion that the league is catching up to him. And my primary argument is we've been here. He's been the same guy for 6, 7, 8 years, and nobody has caught up to him yet. Then there's the opposite perspective, which is Josh Allen. Josh Allen is a guy that got paid a lot of money this offseason. And there was actually an anonymous NFL agent survey done by The Athletic. And in that survey, one agent was said this: I was surprised to see the money Josh Allen got. It might really be 3 years for $100 million, but he still has a thin resume, even accounting for his really good 2020. So I was actually on air the day that he signed, an hour or so after. And I almost look at him as the opposite of Lamar Jackson, the idea that we're catching up to Lamar Jackson, even though he's been the same guy for 6, 7 years. To me, Josh Allen, I'm not saying you don't pay him. I understand quarterbacks get paid. It's a different deal. It's a different tax bracket, all that stuff. But my thing with Josh Allen is, statistically, when you look at coming into the league, right, what was the big thing? Oh, he's not very accurate. He's got that big arm, but he's not very accurate. Year one, 53% completion percentage. Year two, 58% mm-hmm. completion percentage. Year three, 69% completion percentage. I'm just saying, you're paying him off the outlier year. So while I think the Lamar Jackson stuff is nonsense, I actually think there's some validity to this. Of, I understand you got to pay him. He was a MVP candidate last year, but it was also kind of the outlier year in his entire career.
It was the outlier year. And if you go back and look at those other stats from the previous 2 years, the first 2 years in the league, Josh Allen averaged fewer than 200 passing yards per game.
Wow.
And so that's, I guess, the rub and maybe the frustration sometimes when you hear the conversation about Lamar Jackson. Oh, we got to wait and see. Oh, he came back. Lamar Jackson's statistics blow Josh Allen's stats out the water each and every year if you really look at it. Back-to-back to like 1,000-yard seasons, played at an MVP level where he got the MVP award and all those things. Josh Allen had significant spikes in his play and production, completion rate, passing yards per game, passer rating, all of those things. And so when you're the Buffalo Bills, you're paying him as if he's on the come. I think the big thing will be, because it's an extension, what does it look like when Josh Allen plays this year and the following year? Does he continue to play at that level? Does the deal become an albatross where you're paying big money to a player who never plays at the level in which you're compensating them for?
So that brings me to a bigger thing of, you know, I think the Bills are kind of that natural team that everybody says, well, you know, they made the AFC Championship game last year. This is the year they might be able to make the leap, compete for a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl. I guess in theory, if you're in the AFC Championship game, you're competing for a Super Bowl, but actually win it. New odds came out yesterday, kind of following a bunch of different news elements, including, of course, Sony Michel going to the Rams. But the Bills are the third favorite in Vegas to win the Super Bowl, behind only Kansas City and Tampa Bay. I'll be honest, I'm not saying I don't see the scenario where they can win it. I just think it's a little bit of a leap to assume that because they made the AFC Championship game, especially in the manner in which they lost, that this is a team that's now a step away from beating KC, beating Tampa Bay, winning a Super Bowl.
Here's what I'll say. I think the team is close. I don't know from a talent standpoint if they're on par with those teams, but because of the way that they play, the connectivity, the chemistry, all of those things in terms of their culture gives them a chance. What you saw in the Kansas City game, when you saw the Buffalo Bills take on the Chiefs, the talent disparity is significant, particularly the team speed. Kansas City is an explosive, dynamic team with weapons that can score from anywhere on the field. Buffalo isn't a team that's like that. They're more connect the dots, not necessarily grind it out, but they're not necessarily a big play, high-powered offense like the Chiefs. And so they have to play a certain way. And then defensively, to me, is where you really saw the speed disparity between the explosiveness that the Chiefs have within their wide receiver core and their running backs and the secondary play of the Buffalo Bills. Their inability to necessarily play them straight up, whether it's utilizing man-to-man or zone, you can see just the difference in talent and speed. And so for the Buffalo Bills to play, the margin of error is so slim just because they don't have the same kind of athletes on the field.
Let me ask you a really stupid question, okay? So you worked in a front office. You worked as a scout. It's kind of common knowledge, like speed wins in football. Like, what do we talk about in college? SEC speed. Well, when did Ohio State get good? When Urban Meyer got there, he brought an SEC blueprint. It was all about speed. Andy Reid, all about speed. Why doesn't everybody... Is that not a priority for everyone? And I know there's only one Tyreek Hill. There's only so many guys that can run a 4.25 whatever at the combine. But like, just kind of blows my mind. It's like, we know that this wins at every level. So why wouldn't it be a priority for everybody? Or is it a priority for everybody?
I mean, I think most teams want to get the best athletes that you can get. But really, it comes down to you want to acquire good football players. And so it's one thing to just have an athlete who looks good and shorts and a t-shirt. It's another thing to have really good football players that play what we call football fast. The Buffalo Bills opt for a certain kind of player because those players are high IQ, very instinctive, tough, hard-nosed football players that fit the blue-collar culture that Sean McDermott wants in his locker room. There's some coaches who opt for instincts, awareness, smarts over athleticism and talent, like within reason. Like, you have to have a baseline level of athleticism and talent, but they want smart, tough guys that kind of fit and they can do the processing that you want done. And the Buffalo Bills have shown that that works for them. I mean, they've won a ton of games. They've had a lot of success. They're a team that is in the conversation and in the discussion to be a title team. against Kansas City and maybe some of those other teams, they have to get the game played in a certain way for them to maximize their opportunity to win. Whereas Kansas City, speed and athleticism can maybe make up for some early game mistakes, Buffalo might not have that same ability. And so it's just important that as a coach, you know and understand exactly who you are and how your team has to win. And more times than not, if you're able to get the game in the style in which you need it to be played, you're going to win those games because you understand how to play that way.
What you're saying is they're basically like the Michigan football of the NFL, where like Michigan looks fast against everybody other than Ohio State, and then they play Ohio State and they got dudes running go routes right past all their corners. I want to switch gears or kind of stay in the same vein. I'm obviously not as high on the Buffalo Bills as others. I'm not saying they're not a contender. I'm not saying they can't win. I just think, to your point, they've got a lot of things that they need to do to go ahead and actually win that Super Bowl. They need to catch breaks. They need to face the right teams. They need to play, as you said, on their own terms. I want to go through a couple other teams, and if we don't get to all of them now, we'll get to some more of them later. I want to start with the Cleveland Browns. I understand kind of what you just talked about. The talent is there. The talent base is there in terms of all their guys, the skill position guys, Nick Chubb, the defense, the defensive line, coaching with Kevin Stefanski. But the Browns are like 6th, 7th favorite in Vegas to win it. I can't see them. And I'm a Baker guy. I like Baker. I don't know that I can see him, especially the last 2 years. Tries to do too much in 2019, a lot gets taken off his plate in 2020, and you realize that he maybe is a little bit more limited than everyone, including Baker Mayfield, realized. So is this a team that you really believe can win the Super Bowl? Because I look at them and I say, I get it. I get all the talent around them, and I get that you don't always have to have a Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers to win a Super Bowl. I'm just not sure that I can see this Baker Mayfield in this season, even with all the talent around him, winning a Super Bowl.
Look, I will say the Cleveland Browns are built to be a Super Bowl team. They have everything that you can want. Big, sturdy offensive line, dominant running attack that allows them to control the tempo of the game and dictate the terms to the defense. Defensively, they're as talented as any defense as we find. Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney, the guys they added at linebacker, Anthony Walker Jr., the upgrades that they made in the secondary, John Johnson III, Greg Newsome coming over to go with Denzel Ward. They have it all. The only X factor in their run to the title is Baker Mayfield. And what Baker Mayfield has to do is Baker Mayfield doesn't need to be a top five quarterback for the Cleveland Browns to go. Baker Mayfield just needs to be able to manage the game, take care of the ball. And in the 3 or 4 games where the defense is able to put the game on his shoulders, he has to be able to make enough plays for them to win. So I'm saying, he doesn't need to average 300 yards a game. He doesn't need to do that. But if pressed, can he make enough plays in the passing game when opponents force the Browns to play left-handed, meaning they take away the run game and they say, hey, number 6, you're going to have to beat us. Is Baker Mayfield good enough to do that? I would say in that system, he absolutely can. And I say, if you really think about who the Cleveland Browns are another version of what the LA Rams were when they made a Super Bowl run. Jared Goff was kind of the deciding factor. How well Jared Goff played in some of those games would ultimately determine if they won the Super Bowl. They got to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. I think the Cleveland Browns can do the same with the talent that they have and Baker Mayfield at quarterback.
There's one more team I want to get to before I do. We do want to hear from you guys. What teams do you think are overvalued, overrated coming into the season? Let us know. 1-877-99 on Fox. 1-877-996-6369. The other team that I feel like they're a little bit overrated, you just mentioned them, and you mentioned their quarterback. I forget if it was earlier this segment or last hour. Our boy Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford is 10-65 against teams with winning records. That stat courtesy of Bernie Fratto, who works on our airwaves, did pre and post game for the Detroit Lions for years. We know how Rob Parker feels about Matt Stafford, calls him Pat Stafford. Stat Padford, my apologies, whatever, Pat Stafford. The point is, Rob Parker is not a fan, and I'll be honest, I'm not a fan either. Like I think when you look at a team, again, I think they can I can't believe I messed that up. That's like my favorite Rob Parker line. But when you look at a team that I think I get the buzz, and again, I don't want to say they can't. I just think there's a lot on Matt Stafford's shoulders, and I think everyone is giving him the benefit of the doubt. I think everybody is saying it was all about Detroit. I see good quarterbacks lead bad teams to wins every Sunday, Bucky Brooks. And I've been watching Matt Stafford for about 10 years, and he doesn't have that many of those wins. I'm just not sold that he is going to be the guy that is the difference between being a contender and actually hoisting that Lombardi trophy.
I'll say the trade certainly helped when they got Sony Michel, because Sony Michel does a great job of alleviating some of the pressure on Matthew Stafford to have to throw the ball all over the yard. The running game is critical for the Rams and how they want to play, because what the Rams want to do is they want to make sure that they can dictate the terms. They want to make sure that they're able to use the running game and play action to create big plays down the field. We heard Charlie Weiss talk about the play action passing game from under center and how you want to be able to push the ball down the field beyond 15 yards off play action. Well, that's what the Rams specialized in when they had Jared Goff. Now you're taking a more talented, more explosive quarterback in Matthew Stafford, and you're putting him in a system that creates layups and big play opportunities for the quarterback that are really, really easy to read. He should play at his best under Sean McVay. And if he plays at his best with the defense that they have, Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey, if healthy, they certainly can be in the conversation. The thing that we have to see, though, is Super Bowl a bust for the Rams?
Yes.
Because they got to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. Is Matthew Stafford, a quarterback with zero playoff wins, is he a guy that can win big games when everything is on him? To this point in his career, he hasn't been able to do it, and he hasn't been able to do it in the playoffs. Can he turn it up when they need him to turn it up when they reach the postseason? That's the key.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Charlie Weiss is available, so let's bring him in. Four-time Super Bowl champ, former Notre Dame head coach, spent a ton of time with these New England Patriots, and of course, follow him on Twitter, at Charlie Weiss Sr. Coach Weiss, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing well. We're doing well. We're actually talking about one of your former teams, the New England Patriots. What do you think, whatever you could share, is going on behind the scenes this week? Cam Newton, obviously he's in COVID protocol. Mac Jones was phenomenal in a closed-door joint practice yesterday. Do you believe that you know, the conversation is ramping up about getting Mac those first-team reps in week one, or do you believe it's more of a we're going to ease him in and still keep Cam Newton under center in week one?
Well, I think until this thing went down with Cam, I think clearly Cam was, you know, 1A and Mac was in the bullpen. You know, I think that Cam's had a nice camp. He's beloved in the building. He does everything the right way. He's totally with, even with his big personality, everyone loves him up there. The players love him. The coaches love him. And you know, I look at, we know that mechanically Cam's got some problems. That's no big secret. And part of the problem last year was him, but he was only part of the problem. And so far from after two preseason games, you know, he's played good enough. He hasn't been beaten out, let's just say that. But this latest episode, you know, look at, I don't know exactly what happened, but let's do the math. They have a preseason game on a Thursday. So in all likelihood, they came in on Friday, watched the tape, and then got a couple days off. So in all likelihood, he went back to Carolina or wherever his family was to go see his kids and then came back. Now, I know everyone's talking about COVID and, you know, testing, but I don't even know if testing came into play in this situation. I think the fact that we clearly, you know, can read between the lines and see he's unvaccinated. You know, the fact that, you know, he left the area, that puts him in the program. Now, if you were Belichick, okay, and you were Josh McDaniels, how annoyed would you be? So the kid goes out on the first day against the Giants and just lights it up. He completes 85% of his passes with the good guys. I mean, he was phenomenal. Now, from what I understand, it wasn't as good today. Threw an early interception, you know, had a bunch of good plays again today, but, you know, not as dominant as he was the first day. But I think that what Cam did is he at least opened the door for this discussion to take place. You know, I don't think they wanted to start Mac. I think they wanted to start Cam. But I think that they're probably pretty annoyed at whatever went down this past weekend.
I can appreciate that, Coach Weiss. So I want to go back because I was a member of the Carolina Panthers Super Bowl 38 when you guys came back and won. It was a great win. You guys were kind of doing the thing in the early 2000s. And when I look at this Patriots team, it really reminds me of the teams that you guys had in the early 2000s, where it was a high-efficient passing game, a running game, and a defense that was really stellar. So when you think about the prospect of playing a young quarterback like Mac Jones, do you believe that the blueprint is already in place to be able to be successful with Mac Jones playing if he has to play?
Well, Bucky, and I was on record with multiple people from New England. I was on record in February saying this is the guy they need to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I followed Mac from his early days in Alabama. You know, my kid was there when he first got to Alabama. So I followed Jalen, then I followed Tua, you know, then I followed Mac. And the thing about Mac is, you know, he's been exposed to pro coaching. You know, Dable was his offensive coordinator there earlier in his career, and then, you know, when, you know, you throw in Sarkisian on top of it, you know, you got some guys that, you know, expose them to more than just standing at the line of scrimmage and calling every play from the sideline. I think if there's one of these rookies that was exposed to pro coaching the most, it would be him. I think that he feels very comfortable. And he reminds me, look, I'm not proclaiming this kid to be Tommy Brady. I'm not that stupid. Okay, but that's who he reminds me of. The way he handles himself, that's who he reminds me of.
Charlie Weiss joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple, Bucky Brooks and Aaron Torres. Coach, for the record, I was not part of any teams that played against you guys in the Super Bowl, so I can't follow up Bucky's question any better than that. But with that said, Mac Jones is kind of one of those interesting guys where he may be starting, he may not be. What about the guys like Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence? You know their back is up against the wall. You know very much there isn't very much talent around them. How would you as a coach help get those guys prepared, knowing the pass rush is coming, this game is moving fast for you, and oh, by the way, we got to get you out there in week one because the owner expects it, the fan base expects it, et cetera?
Well, they're playing because there's no talent. You know, the reason why they're playing is because they really don't have to beat anyone out. Now, no disrespect to Gardner Minshew, who I kind of like some, but the reason why you draft first is because you're the crummiest team. So in those two cases, nobody expects Jacksonville or the Jets to be competing for a championship this year. So if these guys are the quarterbacks for the future, why wait for a year or two to put them in there? Now, that being said, you know, it happened more this week in the Jacksonville game than the Jet game, because I think Zach Wilson actually played pretty well in the Jet game. But, you know, I'm sitting there watching the Jacksonville game, and two of the five offensive linemen weren't playing in the game. Well, I can tell you that he needs all five of those starting offensive linemen, because what you need to do is do a whole lot of what he feels comfortable with and forget about trying to be too creative. Do the things that he does the best so that you set him up for success. And I think that too many times coaches fall into that trap. A, they have a zillion ideas, but guess what? You know, the team can't perform him, or the quarterback can't handle him. I think he's just going to find his comfort zone and just do a lot of that and expand from there.
You know, Coach, here's something that I've been hearing about when I talk to coaches around the league. I feel like the league is about to shift back to more under-center play from the quarterback. Could you explain briefly why it's beneficial for quarterbacks to operate under-center some when it comes to the play-action game?
Well, I mean, how much of a play-action really is there when a quarterback's in the shotgun? I mean, really? I mean, you're a defensive player. The ball's right in front of your face. The fake's in front of the quarterback, not behind you. I mean, there's really not much of a play fake. So there's really only you might get caught for a step, but that's it. Whereas when guys are coming downhill, truly downhill, and coming right at you, well, you put those linebackers in a bind. I remember talking when I was a young coach in the league, talking to Joe Gibbs, and he told me he never threw a play-action pass that wasn't designed to go more than 15 yards down the field. And I was intrigued by that, and I asked him why. He said, well, if the linebackers are stepping up, why wouldn't I want to throw behind them? And, you know, how simple of an answer is that? You know, but when you're in a shotgun, it doesn't have that type of an effect. But when you're underneath center and you're playing hardball, and they see those linebackers see you coming right downhill, and those safeties that are in safety force see you coming right downhill, it has a totally different effect on those defensive players when you're coming from that direction.
Last one for me, Coach. Obviously a big buzz about the Jacksonville Jaguars in good and bad ways so far this fall. Just take us through what it must be like or what it is like for Urban Meyer making that transition from the college game to the pros. You obviously did the inverse going to Notre Dame. And, you know, there's already some scuttlebutt coming out of camp that he's too collegiate, all that kind of stuff. Just take us into that transition and what Coach Meyer must be going through right now.
Well, Urban doesn't call the plays. You know, he lets the coaches run the offense. But you could see right now there's a lot of elements of spread in their offense. The question is that in there because Urban wants that in there, or is Urban doing that for Trevor Lawrence? You know, because Clemson did a lot of that. So he might have that in there to try to accommodate putting the kid into a comfort zone. So before we, you know, shoot the messenger, you know, let's wait and see how this all plays out, because I think they're going through some trial and error right now. You know, when you're putting in your whole playbook, it's a hell of a lot more difficult than when you're doing game plans. Because when you're doing game plans, you're just worrying about that one game. You're not worrying about the thousand things you have in your playbook. You're worrying about the hundred that you need to know for that game. So, I mean, I promise you, you're putting in 10% or less for a game plan of what you got in your whole playbook.
He's Charlie Weiss, 4-time Super Bowl champ with the New England Patriots. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Charlie Weiss Sr. Coach Weiss, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
All right. Have a wonderful evening. I'm glad the season's about ready to start.
Thanks, yes, sir. Coach. Thank you, Coach.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires, for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
And unfortunately, Bucky, you know, I do want to lead with what Gascon just told us, which is that COVID unfortunately continues to wreak havoc on this league. It isn't just one team. It isn't just one story. And it isn't just unvaccinated players. And I think, you know, we're at a point now where I think we all, obviously, look, 2-3 months ago, everybody thought the world was getting to a better place. And I think to many degrees, it's important to note that the world is in a better place than it was 6, 8, 10 months ago, a year ago. At the same time, we are quickly learning the vaccine is not a be-all, end-all. Obviously, there are unvaccinated players that have issues, Cole Beasley, Cam Newton, but at the same time, Tennessee Titans right now, Mike Vrabel is out as a vaccinated head coach, Ryan Tannehill is out as a vaccinated quarterback. What do you make? What is the buzz around the league, and is there anything that we can do to help get this problem under control within the NFL? And we understand there's broader societal issues. We're not trying to say that, you know, we're not. First of all, I'm certainly not trying to say that Roger Goodell can fix all of the world's ails. But is there anything we could do to keep this under control in the NFL so that we get our games in with our stars on the field?
I think one thing teams have to do is they have to create a bubble for themselves. For the teams, they have to make sure that their players understand how important it is to maintain social distancing, mask up, protect the team so that everyone can be available. And I think what you're going to see teams do is strongly suggest to their players that they're very, very careful in terms of their interactions away from the building. Within the building, you can do some of the things in terms of setting up, you know, distance and making sure you can go virtual at times throughout the day to make sure that you're protecting the team. But really, this is a responsibility away from the facility that guys have to really take on. You have to really convince your team to protect each other when they're away from the building. So limiting interactions, really staying at the house away from everybody so you don't bring it back into the locker room. I think that is the main thing. The way that the NBA operated in the bubble, you have to create your own version of a bubble as an NFL team and make sure that the guys inside the bubble kind of respect the protocols that are in place.
How tough do you think that's going to be? And I know it sounds like a dumb question, but, you know, I go back to, you know, I know a lot of people more in the college game than the NFL game. And I remember talking to people not quite at this time last year, but last October, last November, and they said, our kids are doing everything, but it's like you get a big win, You want to go out and celebrate. It's hard to just go back to the hotel, go back to your house, go back to your apartment. You know, you're a Carolina guy. If you remember, two Carolina mm-hmm. basketball players got in trouble because they had the audacity to celebrate after beating Duke.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And so it sounds cliche of like, well, you know, you got to put the team first, but everybody went through it last year. Everybody went through 17 weeks of you get a win, you go home, you don't talk to anybody, you don't interact with anybody. Now stuff is open, restaurants are open, clubs are like. Do you think it is actually going to be tough? Do you think locker rooms are going to police themselves, or do you think it's kind of a case by case basis where maybe it's a little bit of a different deal in say Tampa Bay than it would be, I don't want to pick a team, but a team with less of a veteran presence and veteran leadership and accountability.
No, I think it's gonna be a problem. I think it's going to be a problem for a lot of teams that are young. And also, here's the other thing that we don't talk about, Aaron. Depending upon where your team is located,
yes,
that impacts it. So if you're out in California, well, everything in California has been really restricted, the mask mandates and all those things. But if you're in the Midwest or in Florida, it's been wide open. And so it takes a different level of discipline when you go out and about to maintain distance and wear your mask and do those things where it hasn't been the push in public for civilians to wear those things. That is really a big part of it. So it's not necessarily a coincidence when you talk about Tennessee having issues, when you think about when you've looked at video footage from Nashville and some of the things that have come out there, school board situations and fights about mask mandates in school or whatever. And so a lot of it is the environment in which the team exist in, what's around it, how they're going about their business. That also impacts how players are infected with the virus.
See, I thought you were just talking about, you know, the Vegas Raiders are screwed, the Miami Dolphins are screwed, because, you know, those places might have a little bit more of a vibrant nightlife than, say, Green Bay or Cleveland or, I don't know, Cincinnati or whatever. But, no, it's fascinating. And like I said, I just think it's so cliche to think, well, you know, the guys will take care. But I just remember talking to people this time last year and just – guys want to celebrate. You know, the analogy that a buddy of mine who calls games for another four-letter network was telling me was, he's like, it's like being on a diet. Like, you know, you stand on that scale and you lost weight. You know, you want to go have a beer to celebrate or a cookie to celebrate or something, and you can't do it. And so, to me, I'm just fascinated to see what becomes of this. Really quick, do you think there's at all a possibility that the policy changes at all? I mean, for people who don't know, for vaccinated players, 14 days in terms of they're only tested every 14 days. Unvaccinated players, it's much more regular. It's much more restrictive. And, of course, working under the assumption that the NFL never gets to a 100% vaccination quota. But do you think that they reconsider it just because, like I said, it's one thing to lose Ryan Tannehill on a Tuesday or a Wednesday in August. It's another thing when it's week 14 and the Titans are playing to win the division and get a first-round bye. And, you know, I don't know. I'm just curious if they reevaluate, because again, I think when all these policies were put in place, everybody was under the assumption that, well, you get the vaccine, you're going to be fine, you won't test positive. That's clearly not happening.
Yeah, it's clearly not happening. And it's one of those things that we have to continue to talk about. Coaches and executives have to be very, very diligent and very communicative to their players and their team about what are the expectations. And the expectations is that you do everything to protect yourself. You want to keep yourself safe and healthy. You want to do things to make sure that you don't bring it into the locker room and impact the team. And, oh, by the way, if we do have a situation and an outbreak that impacts the team and prevents us from playing a game, no one gets paid. And so if that's not incentive enough to do the right thing, I don't know. You may have the wrong guys in the locker room.
You say that, but I'm thinking right now, you know, the average lifespan of an NFL guy is like 2.8 years. Imagine coming into the league 2 years ago, you know, full of, you know, piss and vinegar, if you will. You're young. You finally got a little bit of money in your pocket. then it's like, yeah, you got to go sit in your hotel all the time. So I'm just saying, I mean, we were all 21, 22 once, and you know, an NFL lifespan, unless you're Tom Brady, is pretty short. So I'm just thinking about that. Is there anything else with kind of the COVID conversation that we're missing? Because it really is fascinating. Like, it feels like a new layer comes up every day, whether it's the Cam Newton, Mac Jones stuff, whether it was Mike Vrabel a few days ago, Ryan Tannehill today, Cole Beasley, who I don't wish ill will upon anybody, but I just want him out of the headlines. I don't want him to get positive. I don't want him to get sick, none of that, but I just need him to stop tweeting so much. But anyway, is there anything that we're missing? Is there anything that the average fan, you have the chance to call games, be in these stadiums, pre- and post-game conversations with coaches? Is there anything that we're missing about these policies?
I think the main thing with the policies is very obvious who's vaccinated, who is not. And I
real quick before that is by design though, right? They almost want to, I don't want to say publicly shame you, but kind of want to publicly shame you.
You feel like they body shame some of the people when it comes to the masking and those things? Maybe you might be onto something.
I'm not speaking. I'm not saying I got Roger Goodell on line one or anything, but you know, you kind of put two and two together. So
yeah. So, I mean, it's very obvious who is vaccinated and who is not. And with that comes, real responsibility, because now that you've been outed and you're having to do so many extra things and you're having to wear a mask in certain places throughout the building and all of the hefty fines that have gone with not masking and not having proper social distancing and all of that stuff. Yeah, it's made it very, very troubling and very apparent who's doing right. And I won't say who's doing right, but who's in and who's out of the circle when it comes to the vaccination, guys. And so I think what you want to get to a point is that either you have 100% vaccination on your team, or you want to make sure that the guys who are not vaccinated certainly take the necessary precautions to prevent the virus from seeping back into the locker room and negatively impacting the team.
And it was interesting in hour one, we were talking about, we got a lot of cutdowns coming up. You know, guys are going to be in and out of locker rooms. Guys are going to get hurt. You're going to be signing guys off the waiver wire. You know, don't want you to put anybody publicly on blast, but I would assume that if you're not vaccinated and you weren't one of the 53 that were good enough, you're probably not going to be at the top of the priority list in terms of getting another shot when it comes to cutdowns and all that stuff.
And it'd be very, very difficult for a team to sign someone who is unvaccinated, given all the stuff. I'm not saying that unvaccinated guys won't get signed,
yes,
but if there's a choice between two players who have comparable skills, I believe the team will opt for the vaccinated player as opposed to the unvaccinated player.
No, it makes sense, and we talk about it all the time, is, you know, obviously, especially for a player on the margins, you know, you just want to do whatever you can to put yourself in the best position to make the team, to stay on the team, all that stuff. And it's like, you know, you don't do what the league wants you to do, it's going to make it very tough on your team to kind of keep you around if you're not one of those difference-making guys.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.